Jeremiah chapter 9 verses 2 to 16. Will we never learn? Did you get the title? Will we never learn? I could have said, some might think I should have said, would Judah never learn? After all, Jeremiah 9 verses 2 to 16 is a word from God through Jeremiah to the people of Judah in those years before the exile. And Judah was being confronted by God, and Judah was never learning. But I did say, will we never learn? And I say that because Scripture, 1 Corinthians 10, but there are other passages. Romans tells us this. Whatever was written aforetime was written for our learning. 1 Corinthians 10, these things are written in Judah and Israel as examples and as admonitions for us, instruction for us. And as Jeremiah has to complain, God has to complain through Jeremiah about Judah. Judah would never learn. I fear, my brothers and sisters, I fear that today the same question must be asked of us. Will we never learn? Hence my title. This passage, Jeremiah 9, 2-16, is God speaking. And Jeremiah is overhearing the conversation. Deliberately, God is making him hear the conversation. And then Jeremiah repeats that conversation to us. God is having a conversation with himself, speaking as a man. And he's describing his people and what he's doing to them and why he is doing it. Jeremiah 9, verse 2, he calls Judah, now it's Judah, he calls Judah a crowd of unfaithful people. What a word, a crowd, a mob, a motley crew of unfaithful people. Is that what God is saying of the churches of believers today? Is that what God is saying? Are we a mob? Are we a motley crew, a crowd of unfaithful people? Is that what God is saying? These things are written for our learning. Look at the words God uses. Verse 2, adulterers, all of them. Spiritual adultery, perhaps even the physical adultery too. Adultery, unfaithful, verse 2. Liars, verse 3. Verse 3 and 5 and 8 and so on. They sin. They sin continuously. They sin constantly. They're looking for novelties in sin. They go after sin. They're liars. They're deceivers. They go from one sin to another. They do not acknowledge me. They refuse to acknowledge God. They ignore God and they refuse him. Verse 6. You refuse to acknowledge me in your deceit. You live in the midst of deception. Lying, deceiving, cheating, robbing, adulterating the gospel, adulterating the law. Can God say to us today that we're adulterating the gospel? Are we adulterers with the gospel? Are we playing with the gospel? Are we deceivers and liars? Surely, surely not, surely not. This is not, but these things are written for our learning. These things are there for us. It's a terrible catalogue in these verses 2-6 here. And then we get verse 7. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Therefore, this is what I am going to do, says God. See, I will refine them and test them. I will do it, not Babylon. What else can I do? Can you hear God stretching out his hands here? What else can I do? Lifting up his hands, saying, What more can I do? What else can I do? How can I go on with this people? Because of the sin of my people, this motley crew they become. Their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks with deceit. Oh, they speak cordially to his neighbor, but in their heart they set a trap for him. I must punish them, verse 9. Should I not punish them, declares the Lord? Should I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? What next? I will weep and wail on the mountains, for the mountains, and take up a lament concerning the desert pastures. Verse 10. They are desolate and untraveled, and the lowing of cattle is not heard. Silence. You get this in Habakkuk, don't you? The fields are bare. The vineyards are in ruins. The byres are empty. The stalls, there's no animals in the stalls. There's nothing. This is what happens in judgment. This is what happens in this desolation time. God avenging himself. And it's God avenging himself, verse 9. And the desolation has come. I will make, verse 11, not Babylon. Yes, I will use Babylon. But I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals. And I will lay waste the towns of Judah so that no one can live there. God is not saying that to us, is he? Read Revelation 2 and 3, my friend. God knows how to take away candlesticks from churches. Take away the candlestick. Take away the gospel. The dark ages have been here before. They can come again. If we will adulterate the gospel, if we will pay fast and loose with the scripture, if we will break the covenant, God will not stand idly by. Will we never learn? Verse 12. What man is wise enough to understand this? Who has been instructed by the Lord and can explain it? Why is there all this declension and apostasy, love of entertainment, paganism in the churches? Why is there this business, this corporate entertainment stuff? Why? Why have they not obeyed me? They have not obeyed me or followed my law. They've gone outside of scripture. Where have they gone? They have followed the stubbornness of their hearts. They've invented their systems. The re-engineers have got their hands upon the ecclesia, and they've manipulated it and twisted it and warped it. They've gone to the world, to business, the universities, the sports arenas, and they've asked them, how shall we do it? And they're copying their... We're not doing the Baals, no, but we're going to the pagans, as their fathers taught them. Yes, we're repeating errors in the past. Because these things have been tried, not with corporate business and so on, but the churches in the past have tried other ways to assist, as it were, inverted commas, to bolster the gospel of Christ. But it won't work, my friend. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. See, I will make this people eat bitter food and drink poisoned water. I will scatter them among the nations that neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will pursue them with a sword until I have destroyed them. Verse 10 again, Jeremiah weeping, God weeping. How sad it is, how grievous it is to the Lord himself. But he must avenge himself. This is the argument here. I must avenge myself, verse 9. This is the argument, my friends. God will not go on allowing us to entertain ourselves to hell or entertain others to hell. And to entertain ourselves in the name of Christ. He will not allow it. He will not allow this paganism. God will not allow Baal to take over. He will not allow his covenant to be given up to paganism. He will not allow us to go to self and invented schemes and breaking his scriptures and his covenant law. So from verse 5, to verse 16, 15 to 16, therefore I will bring them into this judgment. That's what we get from 15 to 16. It is because they have gone away from me, I must avenge them. Can you see here God justifying himself? Will we never learn, my friend, from these arguments? Will we never learn from these passages? Jeremiah has to repeat them again and again and again. Well, the answer in Judah's case was no. They could not, they would not learn, and they went into captivity. Oh, brothers and sisters, will we never learn? You re-engineers of the church, the ecclesia, will you never learn? You elders and teachers and ministers and writers, will you never learn? Oh, will we not learn before it is too late? Will we not turn back to God, the gospel? The weapons of our warfare not being carnal but spiritual, mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Shall we not return to the power of God's word and his spirit and give up all these pagan entertainment business ideas. Oh, may God give us grace to learn before it is too late, and may we turn back from our evil ways. For Christ's sake. Amen.